Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jack Rose from Kensington Blues, a record that came out a few years ago. Very sad to report that Jack passed away December 5th, at the age of 38, had a heart attack, and I got to see him a few times, played a show with him this summer, and one of the last of a breed of guitar heroes in my and a lot of people's opinion, and sad to see him go at such a young age. Wanted to play another track of Jack's music from this festival compilation, the Pasture Music Festival and Jubilee that was in 2004, and I got a 2-CDR set of recordings from that show, and this is a Jack Rose track from that. And we'll move on to other stuff after this.
age of 18 and one. Paid, you know. In the days of 18 and one. Paid, you know. In the days of 18 and one. Pegging shoes is all I done. Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my own. In the days of 18 and two. Paid, you know. In the days of 18 and two, pagan all. In the days of 18 and two, pagan shoes is all I do. Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my own. In the days of 18 and three, pagan all. In the days of 18 and three, pagan all. In the days of 18 and three, pagan shoes is all you'd see. Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my own. In the days of 18 and four, pagan all. In the days of 18 and four, pagan all. In the days of 18 and four, I said I'd peg them shoes no more. Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my own. They've invented a new machine, pagan all. They've invented a new machine, pagan all. They've invented a new machine, the prettiest little thing you ever seen. Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my own. Make 100 pair of my one, pagan all. Make 100 pair of my one, pagan all. Make 100 pair of my one, pagan shoes, it ain't no fun. Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my own. Some shoemaker.
one of Trick's Point Never with a track called Laser to Laser, and I got that from my friend Cece, who does A Million Keys blog. If you should definitely check out her blog. It's good. Before that, from the Carolina Tar Heels and the Anthology of American Folk Music, there was the song Peg and All, and Jack Rose with a song called Tex from a live recording from the festival, but it sounds like a live recording, but from 2004, Pasture Music Festival, Jubilee, Clay Ruby from 23 Productions put that together, the festival, that is, and the CD, the CDR. And yeah, there is a Jack Rose album coming out on Thrill Jockey. Shifting gears into another genre, this is a UK metal band called Forest of Stars.
Thank you. Folks, I'm at an age now where I know a lot of new dads, a lot of guys becoming fathers for the first time, and I'm very happy for them. I love kids, and I love my friends, and I'm very happy that they are now united. Kids and friends. I've been dreaming of this day. No, I'm really happy for them, but there is this phenomenon that if you don't have kids, and you know a lot of people who do have kids, it's this new dad speech that all new dads have. Because it's like, you know this guy as your dumb friend, right? And now he's somebody's father. And that has dawned on him for the first time too, right? So there's this moment where, with my new dad friends, where they want to pull me aside and get all philosophical on me for a bit. Because it turns out, having a child has changed their life. What? You're telling me being responsible for this new life, it somehow made your life different? I just thought it would be the same, except with a baby. I wouldn't know because I don't have kids. How could I ever figure it out? I'm too dumb. Really gotta have kids to understand it's a big deal. So this is like, every new dad has the same speech where they might as well, it's like they give it to you at the hospital with your baby, right? Like, all right, here's your child. And, be sure to bore everyone you know with this because they'll want to hear it. And congratulations, you're the first person in the world to ever have a child. Be sure to watch for yourself in the news later. So I've heard the same speech so many times. The new dad speech. And it goes like this. Yeah, I was holding my son the other day, you know. It's like holding him close to me and looked at him and like, I can't believe I made this person. He's looking at his eyes and he's just like smelling his head. And it's like, I never thought I could love anything this much before. He grabbed my finger, you know, with his little hand. And I realized I would take a bullet for my kid. Now, we don't know that's true. Right? It's a wonderful sentiment. I'm sure you mean it when you say it. But it's very unlikely you will be called upon to make good on that. Right? It's highly unlikely. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. Let's say there's some scenario where that shit goes down and the lead starts flying. You don't know what you're going to do. you might very well tear off that Bjorn. You're on your own. Holy moly. What is happening here? Try and crawl under a car or something. Whew. Oh, my God. This city is crazy. Who are they shooting at? You're a low target. Use that to your advantage, son. You're a lot harder to hit than adults. Whew. I hope this is going to be over soon. I love you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. But let's say, I'll humor you. You know 1,000% beyond the shadow of a doubt that you would take a bullet for your child. Let me ask you this then. Why are so many people trying to assassinate your baby? What did he do? Takes two to tango. Obviously, it's a lot of people don't like this baby. Is he? He's in charge somehow? Some weird tyrant baby? Do we somehow elect him as president through some weird loophole in the Constitution? It's like, oh, you can elect babies, it turns out. And you know what? I never read this whole thing before. Now, of course you'd vote for this baby because his campaign posters would be adorable. See his big fat cheeks? You're like, oh, I'm voting for that baby. What? You don't know anything about his policies. Oh, who cares? You know what? I think we need an outsider to kind of shake things up. It's only been in Washington for 4 months. I just want to see that president baby so bad. I just want to see him at a big rally, thousands of people, like on the hip of a Secret Service agent, right? Classic baby look, too. No shirt, just a diaper, big fat baby belly. So precious. Secret Service has him on his hip. Everything looks good, Mr. President. All due respect, sir, you're almost getting too big for me to do this anymore. See him at that rally. He's waving at the people, right? Weird baby wave. He's kissing other babies. But it's smaller babies, so it's not weird. Like he's kissing preemies. You don't need to groan when I say preemies. They're just premature. They're not monsters. No, I heard preemies will steal your breath when you're sleeping. No. They won't. Oh, they want to. But they're too weak. That's why the preemies will never take over. I defy you, preemies! Mess your armies at my gates! You shall not win this day!
We'll be right back.
Kids from Boston. I don't think they're a band anymore, but that was from a self-released CDR thingy, a song called Bull Run. And I know that Helen from the band Petty Crime was in that band. And I'm not sure what else they're doing now. Before that, from the new Paul F. Tompkins comedy album called Freak Wharf on A Special Thing Records, that was a track called New Dads. And kind of, I didn't even think about exactly why I was segging those together, but Paul F. Tompkins is also in the movie There Will Be Blood. He's in like the first scene with dialogue, really, and but you can't really see him. But this song that I played prior to his track was Johnny Greenwood, who I didn't realize he was in. Like, the dude from Radiohead made the soundtrack to There Will Be Blood, but I really liked that soundtrack, and Steve hooked me up with a copy of that when I was in L.A. And before that was UK band A Forest of Stars, and that's on the Canadian label Transcendental Creations. Here's something totally weird that I just got on this compilation from this label called Silver Sprocket Bicycle Club. And it is this band that is Blake from Jawbreaker and Aaron Cometbus and Daniela C. from The Grups. And they also, she was on the show The L Word on HB or Showtime or whatever. And the band's called Thorns of Life. And I think this is a live recording from Gilman, possibly earlier this year. And the band is already broken up and Blake's doing another band. But if you want to track down this comp, go to silversprocket.net. And the title of the song is We Build Al-Qaeda in Washington. We'll be right back. That was Nuzzle from a live recording from 10 years ago, December 1999, which found this tape recently and decided to digitize it. There's no name for that song, and it's not on any of the other recordings, so only people that kind of know the band would have heard that before the Nuzzle song. Was a track from the first compilation CD that we did on the label. Was a zine that became a label, and that was the first time we put out music, and that was more than 10 years ago. The first compilation from 1997, and that was the Raymond Break band from North Carolina, members of which, well, one dude, Andy, is now Vetiver. So that was his old band, and they had records out on Simple Machines back in the day, but that was a song they gave us for the comp. The next thing I want to play for you is from the tape label that me and Steve Santa Maria are doing called 2000 Tapes. We have about 11, 12 projects lined up. Only about half of them have we made the tapes for. But this is one of the next ones, and it is by the band Social Junk, who now live in Philadelphia. And this is really different from all their other stuff, if you've heard any of their other stuff. This is from their downer acoustic phase. And the cassette is going to be out soon, and it's called Somebody Should Have Told You, and this is the first track. It's called Division.
Like Whether or not there is any type of God, I'm not supposed to say. And today, I don't really care. God is a word, and the argument ends there. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? With two children. I feel like the mother of the world with two children fighting. When I was a boy, I used to get into it bad with my sister. And when the time came to face the truth, it'd be only tears and sighs, tears and sighs. My mother, my poor mother, would say it does not matter, does not matter. Just stop fighting. Do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world with two children?
Stay for me there. creep us and hold us speechless in its spell.
A surefire, a peppermint stick, a little bomb in the middle, with a bottle inside, a ship, a slip, and slide on the deck, fly through the air, and break my neck in there. The cat doesn't care, she's taking bets, 'cause we don't know just who. Thank you.
in the street laughing at each other. Even all the friends are here and those that aren't are very near. Sweet light, rest your head. Black hair, red bed. Here and now we run in packs. Raise a hair, stands up a back. Loud feet in the streets laughing and
Charlie Bozlich and Evangelista with the song You Are Jaguar. Before that was Art Bears with The Slave from Winter Songs. And prior to that, H.P. Zinker with Evan Dando on vocals. Before that was Smog with I Feel Like the Mother of the World from Rock Bottom Riser. I'm out of time. Check twitter.com/georgethechen and my website, and I'll see you next time.